SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin hospitalized again following symptoms of a, quote, bladder issue. Austin has transferred authorities to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. Winter storm advisory issued for parts of New Mexico.
The heaviest snow is stretching across east central New Mexico in a band that is likely producing some very high snowfall rates, poor visibility, and likely some very poor road conditions.
Police say a woman opened fire with a rifle today inside Pastor Joel Osteen's Houston megachurch before she was shot and killed by two off-duty officers. The shooting at the church sending people scrambling outside doors. Authorities say the woman had a five-year-old child with her, and that little boy, 5 years of age, was wounded by the gunfire. Osteen says the church is simply devastated. Also, at SRNNews.com, White House says President Biden earlier today telling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Israel shouldn't go ahead with a military operation in Gaza in the border town of Rafah without a credible plan to protect civilians. Later, Netanyahu was asked where the 1 million Palestinians are supposed to go if that's where the next military assault will be.
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there, but we are working out a detailed plan to do so.
Netanyahu was appearing earlier Sunday on ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. An IRS Inspector General report says the agency continued to give 19 contractors access to sensitive systems despite failing background reports as recently as July. 15 have passed new background checks for the were fired. This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer.
Carrie Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another legal challenge to South Carolina's heartbeat law. Planned Parenthood says the measure should not apply at 6 weeks of pregnancy because the major components of the heart usually form at 9 weeks. This is just the latest attempt by abortion advocates to weaken the measure, which bars abortion as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected. State Supreme Court declined to take up Planned Parenthood's first request to broaden the narrow window. This is SRN News. A new report is out concerning last year's deadly wildfire in our 50th state.
The Maui Police Department has released a preliminary report about its response to the wildfire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina nearly 6 months ago. The report credits the department's officers, other first responders, and community members with extraordinary bravery and resilience. The August 8th wildfire was the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over a century. It killed at least 100 people. The flames were driven by high winds from a hurricane passing far to the south and spread quickly through dry, invasive grasses. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. John Scott reporting.
New York expanding a curfew to additional migrant shelters. The mayor's office will impose curfew of 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's at 20 migrant shelters, and it starts on Monday. More details at srnnews.com.